KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ann Kane. This year, KUOW celebrated 10 summers of Radioactive. It's a program where youth learn what it means to be a radio journalist. Eight teenagers spent their summer at KUOW studios and produced remarkable radio stories. Like this one, about a girl named Jennifer. She's like a lot of other high school girls. She worries about the way she looks, the clothes she wears, and the friends she has. To see her walking down the street, you would just see another 16-year-old girl. Only once you get to know her will you know the full story. Radioactive's Isaac Noren has more.
Oh, what I look like. Okay, slightly longer than shoulder length, dirty blonde hair, thick rim hipster glasses, and a weird smile.
When Jennifer looks into a mirror, she sees a feminine figure with bigger hips and a smaller waist than even a few months ago. She used to feel strange about her body.
Not necessarily out of place, just weird, I guess. Like, something was off, but you couldn't quite put a name to it. And it wasn't something that was like, oh my god, if I don't fix this, I'm going to kill myself. It wasn't that. It was more of, why is something wrong?
Jen is a trans girl. This means she was born physically male. However, she felt female. She and her parents wanted to keep her last name out of the story for her safety. When she first heard the word transgender at her church, she knew it described her. Then, she told her friends. They convinced her to come out to her parents and school. When she first came out, she felt free.
It's like being let out of a very small, tiny cage into a much bigger cage, but a cage nonetheless.
That's because coming out caused Jen to face a lot of problems, more than the average teenage girl. For Jen to look the way she wanted, hormones were a necessity. Now, hormones are not easy things to come by. Hormones are expensive, and you need a letter from a mental health care professional. One of the other obstacles for Jen was her dad. His lack of support and acceptance made her want to give up.
There wasn't really a reaction so much as a, I'm not going to talk about this for a year or so. Just please don't bring it up to me. It was more of an avoidance than a reaction.
Jen's dad didn't let her wear female clothing at all. He basically just said, no, you can't be a girl. She was 14 at the time. A year later, her dad had a change of heart. He had a couple of reasons for this.
One of them being just a general accepting of his inability to cure me, and that, you know, I wasn't going to change my mind. And also, one time I tried to run away, and he stopped me, but it made him realize that, you know, if he didn't change his actions, then I could be gone the next day.
Finally, both of her parents were on board, and Jen got the okay for getting hormones. She's 16 now, and Jen takes 4 different kinds of medication daily. 2 are estrogen, and 2 are testosterone suppressors. In order to look feminine, Jen will have to take this medication for the rest of her life. However, she still has a penis. This is a problem for her. Jen used to love swimming. She used to play water polo and dive for her school. But now, she doesn't feel very comfortable in a bathing suit.
Otherwise, like, before transition, you could barely get me out of the pool. Now you can barely get me into the pool.
She feels like she doesn't look like the other girls. If you're born with a penis but feel like a girl, then you're transgender, like Jen. Cisgender is the opposite. It is a term that is used to define people who identify with their sex.
Cisgendered girls can, for the most part, wear pretty much any bathing suit because they can still look decently good in it. I, on the other hand, feel very, 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 very uncomfortable wearing like a bikini bottom.
Her body image creates other problems, including who she dates and how she dates. Most of us want to find that perfect boy or girl on a white horse, ready to whisk us away into the sunset? For Jen, that person would also have to know about her being trans and be okay with that.
Say, I was dating someone, and they presumed that I was female in every way. And then one day they found out from one of their friends they would potentially be completely disgusted or feeling betrayed and lied to. And I feel like I would have to open up to anyone that I am dating or going to date, like, very soon into the start of the relationship.
Not only that, but physically, she has issues opening up to people. Since her body doesn't match how she feels, she agonizes over it.
People still see me as male because of, you know, what's down there. It doesn't necessarily complicate dating itself, but say if I wanted to have sex or they wanted to have sex and I would not really be able to reciprocate that to their pleasure or mine, and things would get either very, very uncomfortable or very, very awkward.
Jen's seen the popular stories in the media about trans women getting beaten up, raped, or killed just because they're trans. Fears over dating and loving relationships are generally on the minds of high schoolers. Jen's fears make dating that much more tricky. Not only that, but Jen still feels trapped. She feels trapped by what she calls the cage of America, with laws and attitudes that apply to girls and women. They now also apply to her.
Let's say the cage is the size of a state, and I was cooped up in a cage the size of, well, a closet. Being let out of the closet and pretty much being allowed to roam free, but still knowing that I'm trapped in a way and there is someone else holding a key.
However, she is still happy with her decision to come out. By coming out, she hopes to have opened the minds of her classmates just a little bit.
I think I've kind of helped pave the way for them by being that person that steps out and kind of giving off the aura of, I don't care what you say or think, I'm going to be me.
For Radioactive, this is Isaac Noren.